The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Are you looking for community, connection, and killer harmonies? Spectrum Voices is a non-auditioned 2S LGBTQ+ and allied choir. Join rehearsals in the music room, that's B219, in Duncan MacArthur Hall on Saturdays from 10:45 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. All experience levels are welcome. You can connect with the choir at linktree.com/spectrumvoices. We look forward to singing with you.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at CFRC.ca. My name is Tommy.
And I'm Henry.
And Henry's threatening to sneeze on camera.
Oh, I went on camera.
Where's the camera? On radio.
We're a little out of it. This is just an audio recording.
We are just discussing, first of all, welcome back. I hope everyone has had a good week. In this weather, we were just discussing the Team Fortress 2 lore, but I wasn't really listening. Henry was talking about how he was scared to play against other players in online Team Fortress 2. So he just played the man versus machine mode for the first year of playing the game.
Now,
if you don't know what Team Fortress 2 is, please go look it up, because I am
not going
to tell you.
It's free on Steam, actually.
Well,
we need more. The Team Fortress 2 community. Actually, it's better than Overwatch in many, many ways. But the Team Fortress 2 community needs more actual human players, as the bot apocalypse is still ongoing.
Really?
Yes.
Is this like when you hop into, not COD, what's the other one? It's like a bomb has been planted.
Oh, you're talking about CS:GO or CS:GO 2.
CS:GO. Because every time I play CS:GO.
Yeah, you would play CS:GO.
Because I'm a teenage boy.
CS:GO actually is a much more inferior game to Team Fortress 2.
Well, listen, every time I play CS:GO, there's some guy who, in a crappy dollar store, mic headset. Is playing Bible verses, AI to voice Bible verses.
Oh, see, I haven't actually...
You've never had that?
I haven't been playing too many online video games or video games at all, because I'm trying to focus on my schooling.
No, get out of here.
Because I'm at university, actually. Although sometimes...
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to tell just listening to this guy.
Sometimes I'll play some Gary's mod every now and then. You can see because I've laughed.
What if I killed you on air?
Kill me in Gary's mod. How about that?
Prison roleplay Gary's mod. This guy probably played Half-Life. Did you play Postal? I played Postal.
Postal 1 or 2?
2.
Will you sign my...
Exactly.
Excuse me. Can you please...
I mean, like all of us, I wanted to have relations with the Postal guy.
See, I never actually played Postal. I watched, I think, a couple Let's Plays, unbeknownst to me. Maybe it was Vinny Vinesauce or Joel Vinesauce. Someone played it. I don't know.
That's so lame.
I really liked Spore as a boy.
Okay, yeah, Spore's good.
Yeah, Spore's good. What's your favorite age in Spore?
I don't know. I've only heard... My best friend Michael loves it.
Shut up! You can't even talk on Spore.
What? No, but I'm saying it's a good game.
Yeah, but you can't even talk on it.
Okay.
Yo.
Well, what's your favorite age on Spore?
I would have to say... That's actually pretty hard, because the creature stage is really fun. I know it's definitely
not the
tribal stage.
Is there like a microbiome stage?
There is. That's the first stage, actually.
Is it called microbiome?
No, it's just the small stage. And that one's all right. It's kind of limited, but it really lets you into the world of Spore in a really nice way.
You know who you're giving right now?
I know who I'm giving right now.
Well, I was going to say you're giving Curious George.
Oh, thank you.
Who do you think you're giving?
Oh, I don't know. Never mind.
No, say it.
No, I'm not going to.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you're giving Curious George because you're just a curious little monkey, and also your ears.
Did you know that Tommy is a big thing for the man in the yellow hat?
Oh, I do.
Tommy is extremely attracted to the man in the yellow hat. Dear all Bulgarians in Kingston.
He's not Bulgarian. Who told you that the man in the yellow hat was Bulgarian?
Dear all Georgians in Kingston?
He's American.
No, well. Who did you go out on a date with and then make out with them?
Who, the man in the yellow hat went on a date?
No. Who did you just go on? What was...
Oh, Romanian.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Eastern Europeans for getting you guys mixed up.
You're about to start a new war.
Dear all Romanians, if you would like to make out with Tommy again and then make her cry about it...
I didn't cry. I actually have not cried in, 3 months because of my SSRIs.
Well, there you have it, folks.
So wait, if you want to get a big yellow hat and you gotta get a big yellow matching pants
and shirt and tie that has polka dots on it.
Wow, you have such an iconic memory.
Well, my favorite as a boy when I was 7 or 8 years old, my grandparents my father's adoptive grandparents, they for the first time ever gave me a present, and it was one of those big desktop Mac computers, like the Macintosh.
How you were 8 or 9?
Maybe.
Wow.
Seven.
Okay, that's awesome.
And it had a CD drive, so I could play CD-ROMs on it. So I would go to the library and I would rent this Curious George CD-ROM from the library, and it was actually so awesome.
Wow, that sounds really awesome. Yeah, Thanks for sharing.
I had a lot of fun CD-ROMs.
Really,
I had
not
one about
nerdy at all.
I had one about paint and how to make art, and I had one a bunch of ones in French, and those ones were kind of scary because
I just played online games that were on the Barbie website.
Well, I didn't have internet, so
oh,
so
I forgot you grew up in a dark hut. this guy didn't watch Cars 1 or 2, Toy Story.
You ever have your upstairs neighbor die and the provincial government leave him there to rot? Yeah, didn't think so.
But I don't live in a city. I don't live in a city. I live in the country.
Yoo-hoo!
Exactly.
I live in the country, yo. What's up, yo?
Let's announce some goddamn music. First up, that first track that we had was...
Tommy LaDuke, you gotta slow down there. What's happening with your voice? What was our first song?
Our first song was Bugatti by Tiga.
That fat fella's out of Montreal, Quebec. And coming up next, you're gonna hear They Might Be Giants with their little ditty. It's called Anna N.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spiraled the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen in and hear my words. They're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. All alone at the 64 World Fair. 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot. And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words are the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving once, I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there. Where the world goes by like the humid air. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words, they're the ones you would think
I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. And I get older, we still haven't walked. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would.
Just listen to Gang of Four with I Found That Essence to Be Rare here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I
dark
don't
side,
like that.
Dark side of the tune.
Gotta adjust my thing.
Sorry, I just try to be...
You're trying to be professional?
Just trying to be professional up in this this situation.
The sitch?
Oh, that's pretty fly.
Okay, I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Oh, you
well,
have a notification.
I do have a notification. Many of you fine listeners might have been...
You sound like someone in... I don't know who, exactly.
I hope all of you fine listeners are staying warm on another cold, cold, chilly night like
Coming
tonight.
Coming up next, we have... I really like this... Well, actually, I don't know how Henry feels about this song. You don't even remember which one it is.
I don't know what song it is.
Vote whether you want this Henry to stay or to leave. Because
I want
him to
starts
leave.
In 3, 2,
Please
1.
Please press the button on your device.
Dial into 647-388.
Oh, of course you say 647. This 72. Is a 613. This is a 613 area.
647-388-8472.
Coming up next is, speaking of phone numbers, 999 with Inside Out.
Inside out, inside out. 30 years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years in Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up.
And embrace the nonsense.
That was Baby Don't Dance by Mother Mother.
I like that song.
It's a good song.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mother Mother is a fun song. What did we hear before that, though?
That's not the name of the song. Mother Mother is the name of the band.
Yeah, well, I know Baby Don't Dance is the name of the song, and the band is Mother
exactly.
Mother. But before them, what did we hear?
Before them? I have no idea.
What? You just announced it.
Oh, yeah. That was Upside Down by 999. I just forgot.
Well, that was fun.
That was a fun mix. Henry is...
What's that sound?
What is that sound?
Oh, I think there's something on my phone. Oh, my God.
What is that?
It's an emergency notification. Dear residents of Kingston surrounding area, dear residents of the entire world, time-traveling ants from the future have come... They're attacking RMC. They're attacking Queen's campus right now. Oh my god, it's the ants.
They want to be let in. I'm so scared, Henry. I'm so scared.
I think we'll be fine if we stay in the studio.
Okay.
Hopefully
let's barricade ourselves.
The time traveling ants will I'm reading this. The United Nations just released a briefing. Time-traveling ants have attacked the entire world, but there's one thing that will repel them.
What?
Music!
What? Okay, in that case, I'm gonna have to play the new song by the New Pornographers. Up next is Votive by the New Pornographers.
Dear listeners of CFRC 101.9 FM, here on CFRC, you are listening to Dark Side of the Tune. Turn up your radios. Blast your speakers. It's the only way to save you from the ants attacking us here on Thursday. On Thursday in February, they're digging through the snow. Don't forget to turn off your speakers to
turn
listen.
Up your speakers.
Turn up your speakers to blast those ants away.
The new Pornographers song.
God bless the human race.
Hands are cupped around a match. I'm just trying to keep the lights on. The lighthouse should not be in leak. With the rocks, though at some point it's salt and charted waters. And I didn't see there. I didn't see there. I didn't see there. I didn't see there.
I didn't see that. helping the kids out of their coat. The way the babies haven't been born. Oh. Unpacking the bags and setting up. And planted lilacs and buttercups. But in the meantime, I got it hard. Second floor living without a yard. It may be years until the day my dreams will match up with my pay.
Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
Listening
to CFRC 101.9 FM
or online at CFRC.ca.
I think we have become overrun by time traveling ants
from the future, but we're still holding out because we know the truth. The only way to protect us from the ants is to rock on.
Yeah.
So what did we just listen to? We just listened to Mushaboom
by Feist,
which I think really actually...
Henry chose that song. He really likes it.
And it was really good in defending ourselves against the ant.
Because it was
threat.
A very good song.
It was.
Coming up next, this song I think will actually be the most powerful against these horrible creatures. Here is Holy Holy by Jordy Grebe.
From the way you hide your makeup on, from the way you've done your hair, from the way you sat down next to me, from the way you ordered your drink, from the moment you put your hand on my knee, I knew I'd have you with ease. Do you come here often? Do you know how this thing works? Do you go to bed with a different man every night? Don't tell me I'm the first. You must have heard about me. Everyone knows my name. Everyone knows I'm holy.
Holy, 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 holy.
All the revolutionaries.
Holy, holy.
All the jihadis too.
Holy, holy.
Round the world I'm holy.
Holy, holy.
You know my name, of course you know my name. Everyone does, it's true.
And I want you to ask no way.
You just listened to Holy Holy by Jordy Greep. The ant threat is still ongoing. I repeat, the ant threat of time traveling ants returning from the future back to the future they shall be sent. But right now they're returning to the present. Yeah, so is Jordy Greep.
Oh, that's true, actually. Now we have to pay.
Whoa! That was a close one.
That just missed us, Henry. I think it was with the power of music. That we survived that. I agree.
But for the time being, we're still using the power of music to repel the time-traveling ants from the future. In recent reports from the United Nations and the Allied Expeditionary Army of Anti-Ant Projects, new reports suggest that New York has been fully subsumed by the ant menace. Toronto, Ontario, for those with relatives and families there, I am proud to say that the CN Tower is still holding out, despite Casaloma having been turned into one giant anthill. For those in Ottawa, we have additional information. They're all dead. I repeat, the ant menace has fully subsumed Ottawa.
That makes sense. We wouldn't fight very hard.
Washington, D.C., London, Moscow, Jakarta, Sao Paulo.
Rome?
No, Rome's okay.
Okay.
The one and only other thing that repels the giant time traveling ants from the future is Catholicism.
Well, that's why I'm okay as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we're all right here in CFRC, but we're still buying our war bonds. Buy war bonds. Defeat the ant menace. Do your part for humanity.
So coming up next to fight against the ants is I Want You Back by Hoodoo Gurus.
that I like. Living a lie. The bright brittle smiles are gleaming and white. Band-aid colorless pride. I could break them in two with the glitter of my eye. You are shallow or sly, but choosing my friends, I always depend on them like charades in disguise. And once I figure them out, they're a waste of my time.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning back in to Dark Side of the Tune.
We're not there yet.
To Dark Side of the Tune with Henry Walker and Tommy LaDuc. We have breaking news. You just listened to The Contortionists, I Don't Want to Be Happy. This had great effect against the Ant Menace from the future. I have reports here that in the streets of Kingston, our program is being played to defeat the Ant Menace, and it is succeeding. I repeat, it is succeeding. The power of music, as foretold by sirens and saints like Ringo Starr, Thelonious Monk, Sun Ra, the guy from The Doors, Tom Morrison, Jim Morrison. The Ant Menace from the future is being defeated. Also, before you listen to the Contortionist's song I Don't Want to Be Happy, you also listen to
I Want You Back by Hoodoo Gurus,
and it also was relatively effective, but not as effective as the Contortionist.
Henry doesn't like that song.
Although from what I've heard, the United Nations has stolen time-traveling ant technology and is currently performing experiments on it, from what I understand. they have been able to manage to develop some time warps, but at the moment have been unable to transport anything useful forward or backwards in time. Although, my fear is that potentially what might happen is the time-traveling technology may be sent to a past further distant than our own. Perhaps the time-traveling giant ants from the future have also gone to a past different from our own. And perhaps those pasts may somehow converge or enter this time paradox multiverse that is currently developing due to the time-traveling ants from the future.
I think if we want to see how this develops, we're going to have to go into another hour.
I think that perhaps we might just be getting a call from the past, sending a radio broadcast to the future that might be of some importance and perhaps maybe played in the next hour from 10 to 11.
On CFRC.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Also available at CFRC.ca. This is Dark Side of the Tune with Tommy.
This is.
And Henry. And now, stay tuned for Bright Side of the Tune.
Bright Side of the
Poo. Sorry.
And our
trying to be nice.
Call from the past. na 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 na
It's just a matter of time.